As the research vessel IFIS flew away from the last supply station in the system, nearly the entire crew sighed in unison. To Tony, it looked like the supply station was zipping away from them, rather than the other way around. But he didn't dare comment on it, given the mood of everyone on the bridge. The captain said, "Look hard, gentlemen. We're leaving the IFIS's last female crew member on that station, and it will be a long, long time before we can pick up another at the next station." Bitter laughter from the crew. "Poor captain," said Jack, chief of engineering. "Wait," said Rupert, the astrogator. Worried murmurs filled the cabin. Tony had to hide his face a little, so no one could see him giggling. "Indeed," the captain said. "Say what you will about Melody's performance as security officer, but she put out for each and every one of us, and she will be missed." "Each and every one of us," repeated the crew, almost like a sad mantra. "Well, except for Tony," said Jack. He clapped Tony on the shoulder. "I don't think he likes girls." "Wait," he said in a sarcastic voice. "Maybe we should start doing Tony. Do you think we should?" The captain said, "Sorry, Jack, I'm not into guys, and I don't think the rest of you are either." A worried murmur from the crew. It was going to be a long 2 months.